It is a group that is very small, but it is growing. A matter of fact, a report that was released last week by the Michigan Public Service Commission said it grew 25% last year. Now, like you said, that the numbers themselves, the absolute numbers, are rather small. They're still rather small. The program, it's called Net Metering, is just a few years old. And like I said, it's been growing, and it's grown every year since it's been available. And yet it still has a lot more room to grow, that there are caps in it so that, you know, utilities won't be overwhelmed by, you know, the number of people who are producing their own electricity and then selling it back. But they're nowhere near, you know, where, you know, they would be to meet those caps. Now, you know, what's going on in Lansing is right now we're in the middle of a big rewrite of the state's energy policy. There are a few reasons for this. One of them is the new draft emissions proposals that were just released by the Obama administration. Another one is, and part of it is driven by federal policy, but there are plans to retire 9 coal-fired power plants in Michigan next year alone, and then more to follow. And so for that reason also, you know, we need to have a rewrite of the state's energy policy. And, you know, net metering and alternative energy have become a part of that discussion.
You mentioned that utilities have to credit people who put electricity back into the grid according to certain rules.
Yeah.
Those are the way the rules are currently written one way. Those rules could actually change. What do the utilities not like about the way things are right now for this program?
Well, I think it's really more a matter of what conservative Republican policymakers don't like, which is the idea that the state is subsidizing this type of energy generation as opposed to putting it out in the marketplace. And if it's viable for whatever reasons, then people will use it. But if it's not, then, you know, you're not going to subsidize it. Remember, this is, you know, in Lansing, this is kind of the year of, you know, the anti-subsidy, you know, that you know, the battery credits are sort of considered a failure. The film credits are going away. And so Republican lawmakers in this environment, in this legislature, really just don't like state subsidies for just about any type of economic activity.
This is all part of a larger conversation about how Michigan's actually going to meet its electricity needs in the future. What's at stake in this debate?
Well, there are really sort of three major interests playing here. The state's large incumbent utilities that say allowing more competition means that it's going to be harder for them to plan and make the major investments that amount to millions and billions of dollars to build power plants that are going to provide electricity to homes and businesses in the state. That the way things stand is they really can't plan very well. And if you can't plan, then you may underinvest. And then there are the free marketeers who say, well, that competition is the answer. Let more power generators get in, loosen the restrictions on how much they can sell, and then the marketplace will resolve these issues. And then you've also got, you know, mixed into that environmentalists who say that this is an opportunity to create a clean energy economy, and so that if we push it more into wind and to solar and to hydro, that we can do things that don't pollute the air and water as much as we have in the past.
Rick Pluta is Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, always a pleasure, David.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News.